Jesus died on the cross to give us the sacrament of confession. And if it's true that it is the sacrament of God's mercy, if it is true that that's where the blood that came out of the side of Jesus flows on you, forgives all of your sins, and His peace enters your soul, if it brings you back to life after spiritual death, if that's true, that means the devil hates confession. He will do anything possible to keep you from going to confession. And he does. The devil gives at least 3 temptations to keep Catholics from going to confession. And I'm sure that you will fall under one of these 3 categories of temptation. The first, the most direct, the most obvious, is on the validity of the sacrament itself. And maybe you've heard this. I've heard this. Maybe you've said this to yourself. Jesus died on the cross for my sins. God the Father can hear me confess my sins directly to Him in the silence of my own bedroom. Why do I have to confess my sins to a sinful man? Because Jesus said to you, after Jesus died on the cross for our sins, after the blood came out of His sacred heart, after that, He appeared to the apostles 3 days later. And He said to them in John chapter 20, verses 21, 22, and 23, He said to the apostles, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." And with that, He breathed on them and He says to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you do not forgive, they are not forgiven." Why do we confess our sins? Because Jesus Christ said to do it. In James chapter 5, verse 16, James says, "Confess your sins to one another so that you may have healing, so that you may be healed." And this brings us to our second temptation. When we sin, regardless of what that sin is, it has an impact on our soul. It's a wound on our soul. And the greater the sin, the greater the wound. We can learn from the book of Genesis what happened when Adam and Eve sinned against God. They ate the forbidden fruit. They hid from God. And so to us, when we sin, we hide from God. We don't want to show Him our wound. I confess weekly, and I don't want to go to confession. I have to force myself. So let me help you if you're struggling with going to confession, because there's a fear that the priest is going to judge you. The priest is not going to judge you. He gave up His life. He sacrificed of Himself so that He could be a minister of divine mercy. You have nothing to fear. I want you to imagine that sin that you're so embarrassed of. Imagine that sin that is so horrible you don't even want to say it out loud when you're in private. Imagine you're in the confessional, you're behind the grill, and you say it. What do your ears hear? Through the ministry of the church, may God grant you pardon and peace. And I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Your sins are forgiven. You may go in peace. You will receive a great peace of soul. So many people, after they leave confession, they feel as if a great burden was lifted off of their chest. Now, I'm going to share with you the third temptation. I would say this is what many practicing Catholics fall into. The lie that I don't have to confess unless I've committed a mortal sin, unless I've murdered somebody, unless I've committed adultery, I don't have to go to confession. That is a lie from the devil. In fact, I would say you do not make progress in the spiritual life because you do not take advantage of frequent and, keyword, regular confession. Every single modern pope, and in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it says, although it's not strictly necessary, it's not strictly necessary. When I go to Mass and I receive Holy Communion, all my venial sins are forgiven. So it's not strictly necessary. But what does the Catechism tell us? Although it's not strictly necessary, it is nevertheless strongly, highly encouraged. This is a practice inspired by the Holy Spirit, frequent reception of the mercy of God. Why? Let me explain to you. When I go to Mass, all my venial sins are forgiven. That's true. But you know what's not true? I don't examine my conscience and I don't verbalize my daily faults to another human being. And then I don't make the firm resolution to try and rid my life of those. Think about how often we are rude to the ones that we love. How often do I wake up lazily in the morning and I say my prayers half-heartedly? How often do I lose my temper with my spouse and my children see that? And I don't ever verbalize it. I don't internalize it. I don't recognize that I should stop this and I should do better. Many people don't make progress in the spiritual life. Many people I know will tell me, I struggle with great sins. Why do you struggle with the major sins, the mortal sins? It's because you're not keeping a watch over your mind, your eyes, and your heart in the little things. And when you go to confession and you say, Father, forgive me for I've sinned, it's been 1 week since my last confession. And you say, forgive me because I woke up lazily in the morning, I did not say my prayers as I should at least 5 times. I lost my patience with my wife 3 or 4 times in the presence of my children. On 2 separate occasions, I lost my patience teaching my son his math homework. When I go to work, I'm constantly wasting time at work, I'm looking at social media, and so basically I'm stealing from my job because I'm not working. And you say, wow, those are a lot. After you think about the, oh, those are sins, those are sins. But when you confess them to Father and you tell him how much you've done that, and you make a resolution to try and avoid that in the future, you will strive to be a better man. You will strive to confess that, and the next time you confess that, you're gonna try, instead of 8 times being a rude jerk, you'll try and do it 5 times. You say, Father, I've had a good week. It was only 5 times. And you know what you will notice? You're a better husband, you're a better wife. One of the fruits of confession is help to overcome your faults, especially with frequent confession. Well, how frequent is frequent? The Congregation for Divine Worship, when Cardinal Lorenzo was the prefect, clarified that frequent confession can mean anywhere from once a week to once a month. Nobody's gonna be mathematical about it, but come up with a time that is regular so that when you don't wanna confess, it forces you to stop, examine your conscience, and move forward. Now, I give you my word, this will benefit your family in more ways than you can imagine. Let me tell you a quick story. So I work with high school students, and part of their confirmation retreat is that they go to confession because they must be in the state of grace to receive the sacrament. And usually what happens after confession, especially if they haven't been in a long time, is that they will start to cry. And on one occasion, there was a young woman and she was bawling. And I knew that that's because of the peace of God, that there was some sort of deep wound there. But still I asked her, I said, is everything okay? And she said, through tears, Everything is fine. I just feel so much peace and forgiveness, and God is so good. And it was a beautiful thing to hear, but I asked her the question, how long has it been since your last confession? And she said, my first communion. And then my heart sunk. I felt really, really sad for her. And that sadness was mixed with anger. Why anger? Because whose fault was it that she had not been to confession since her first Holy Communion? Yes, she sinned. That's true. But it's her parents' fault. At baptism, as parents, we are given the responsibility, and we take this responsibility upon ourselves, to try and preserve the purity of our children. And why don't we take our children to confession frequently? And you might say, well, my children are not committing grave sins. They're only 8, they're only 9, they're only 10. Yes, but if we get them in the habit of confessing when they're 8 and 9 and 10, when they face temptations and trials, and I can assure you, your children are facing trials and temptations that you could have never dreamed of. And sometimes they fall and they carry these burdens with them. And why do they really not go to confession frequently? I'm going to tell you, because we don't go to confession frequently. We allow our woundedness, our suffering, our sins to get in the way of what's best for our children. So if you're not willing to go to confession to save your own soul, look at your children. How much is their soul worth? Is their soul worth your humiliation in the sacrament? And it is a sacrament of humiliation, but we need the sacrament of humiliation. It's good for our hearts, it's good for our minds, it's good for our souls. So please, I beg of you, take a couple seconds in prayer. Ask the Lord, how frequently do I need to go to confession? For me, it's once a week. Maybe for you, once a month. But pick a time, whether that's first Friday, first Saturday, that's a good time because there's promises associated that involve going to confession on first Friday, first Saturday. That's a great time. Maybe for you, it's once every 2 weeks. Pray about it. Ask God what it is. And finally, I'm going to give you one last tip. I said these are all temptations of the devil, and they are. But even though you know that you should not be doing these things, you need grace. So The devil doesn't just fight us with ideas. He also tries to act upon us in preternatural ways. And what did Our Lady promise? What was the promise from Genesis? Our Lady crushes the head of the serpent. Pray a Hail Mary. We're going to pray together. We're going to consecrate our confessional life to the Virgin Mary. So join me in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed Mother, you alone have the promise from God to crush the head of the serpent. We ask of you, whatever it is that's keeping us from receiving the mercy of Jesus Christ, the mercy that your Son died for, we ask of you, crush that serpent. Crush those voices that we hear in our heads. Intercede for us with your spouse, the Holy Spirit, that we can have the fortitude to voice our sins to the priest and to resolve to sin no more, that we're willing to cut off whatever it is that's keeping us from God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for watching this video. If you agree with this message, share it. You might not have a pulpit to speak from, but you do have social media. And the only way that some people are going to hear this message is if you share it with them. Also, you can help me by supporting me. How can you support me? One, you can pray for me. Please pray for me. Two, you can pray and ask God if it's His will that you support me financially, if and only if you pray and feel like it's His will. If you feel like it is His will to help you financially, check out truefaith.tv/support. God bless you, God love you, and we'll see you very soon.